Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It has been a hot minute since we discussed animal encounters. Your mano-a-mano, face-to-face, some sort of weird thing happening. Tiak likes to do these because he just wants to hear bad stories about deers. And I do.
Yeah, front of the line if you got a deer story.
I say front of the line if you have a goose story. Because those little
sons. Have you been attacked?
Oh, viciously.
Yeah.
With the arms up.
Yeah, they're like,
my stepmom has been attacked.
The Daniel son, the crane. They do the, no can defend. And you're just, it's the, like, they're the scourge of the earth. I will make out with a deer. Before I will even approach a goose.
There's like a chance you're going to die if you
from
do
a deer?
That. Just
no,
like
I don't think so. I think TX hatred of deers is one of those things that's misguided. Whereas I think
no.
Geese like intentionally I was trying to get to an appointment like close to the station but like they were closing like right and I had to get over there and just a gaggle if you will.
A gaggle.
Starts to cross the street. And just like that person who's, they just like, they stop and like, look at the front of your car and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yep.
I do hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do hate, but deer will do the thing where they just let you hit them with their car. They don't get out
they
of the way at all.
They don't hit them because they're just confused.
It's the They've only time they don't sprint is when you're heading towards them full blast.
True.
My animal encounter was I woke up on a Saturday morning. My dad and I had plans to have a nice little Saturday, but he woke me up. He said, I need you to come into the backyard. We went into the backyard, and there was a dead deer in our backyard.
What?
Shut.
How did it end up there?
What
we think happened is it had gotten hit. We lived kind of by a highway or a busy road, at least, and he had kind of gotten hit and it like
drug itself to the one house where there was no sympathy whatsoever.
Right. So he, but it's a huge ordeal because it's like, one, what do we do with it? Two, you got to call I can't remember the three letters, like the... Because you got to go like, we don't have tags for this deer, but we have a dead deer. And now
so
we have to like prove our innocence that we didn't kill this deer.
Department of Wildlife.
That's it. Yeah. Yes. And it was the whole Saturday's gone.
Did they just come take it?
They took it.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't saw it up and have deer meat?
No, because we're not allowed. We don't have a tag.
If nobody knew it was in the backyard and you just sawed it up and put it in your freezers. Venison is really tasty.
No, I agree, but you don't know how long it's been sitting there.
It was hit by a car.
Was it still? So its manner of death changes its flavor?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What if it was sick?
Okay.
I have a pretty crazy one.
Okay, let's get to those then.
I've never been more terrified in my life. Like, truly.
Okay.
It's really hard to tell this story. I was in the shower.
Okay.
And I pulled the curtain back and a large lizard goes all over the bathroom. And I'm...
You were in the shower in Colorado? Utah?
No. This is back when I was living in LA. And we were on like a ground floor.
There are lizards
apartment.
In LA?
Yeah.
Did you guys know there are lizards in LA?
I guess it wouldn't surprise me. I never thought about it.
I see lizards everywhere.
Yeah.
Here? You don't see lizards here.
Okay.
LA's full of transplants, so I don't...
Okay, buddy. Okay.
It scurries. And then I'm like, and I call for my roommate. I'm naked, right? Like, I gotta wrap up. Okay. And so then she and I are like, okay, we're going to go into the living room, and we're going to wait. And we're going to let it come back out. And then it finally came out, and then it's running around our entire
apartment.
What
are you going to do when it comes back out?
And then we took... We took a bowl and we got the bowl over the lizard and then we took a broom and we hockey shot that thing out our front door. I don't think it lived very long. I think we tried to burn I think we accidentally hurt him, but we did our best. Did you say pole?
I think he said goal. He was doing goal. And I was like going to jump in. We're halfway there. I thought that's how we were doing.
Oh, no.
Wall.
That's how I felt when we got him out. Woo!
All right. These are great stories. We need exceptional stories. If you've had an encounter with an animal, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You may text. You may call.
I have another one. I remember I was...
If this involves a deer, I'm going to cut you.
There's no deer, I promise. Okay. I was DJing and I was downtown at the time, so I was far away from home with hours left. And my wife texts me and says, there are mice in the house. And she was extremely pregnant with our son. So she did not go to bed. She was not able to. By the time I came home, she had used the red Solo cups.
And she does not. They're not strong enough to hold a mouse.
She had it covered, cornered in the pantry door. It was like in the corner. She was using like a roll of paper towels to get it trapped. And then she'd move it and it'd be gone. It'd be underneath the paper towels. It was like a whole and mouse game, for lack of a better word. But she had them trapped when I got home. And she was up. I get home super late. Like, she's not supposed to be up that late.
All of them. It's never all of them.
I know. It's never all of them. And she didn't. I had to get rid of them afterwards. She just kept them there.
Get rid of them.
I chickened out. I took them to the
big fence. You took them outside?
Yeah, I just took them outside and threw them over the fence. And I bet they just came right back.
Yeah. Okay. Rather than killing them?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do? Step on them?
That's what his dad did.
Okay, that did happen once. And it was like a mole or something ran by and he stomped it. No warning. He's a grew
his dad
a
just
farm.
Went like, and just did the full on squishy squish.
I don't like that.
Yeah. So here's the thing about animal encounters. They don't all have to be inside your house while you're showering.
Right.
They, like, because the ones that I love are the people who are just like, this happens in Colorado all the time. You're like mountain biking and you're like, you're on the trail and all of a sudden like mountain lion running next to you, like going, I can get him. I can get him. And you're just like, ah, because then you never want to crash on your mountain bike going 30 miles an hour, but you definitely don't want to crash and be like bear fodder or mountain lion fighter. Like, you just don't.
I'm also, if you got a bear story,
yeah,
I'll close my eyes really tight and listen to it. Okay.
Bears, mountain liger,
ligers?
It's a lion and a tiger.
Oh, I know. Let's get some of those calls.
Or even if they happen at the zoo, we don't care. Mm-hmm. We want your animal encounters. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing animal encounters, and apparently I have to issue some sort of apology. Like, apparently the way a deer dies changes the way it tastes.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, it dies slowly, no good.
Wait, what?
That's all I know.
That's what they said, the texter? If it dies slowly?
I didn't get too into it. I don't actually know.
No, I think it makes sense.
Because then it's scared or whatever, and like,
and it's
adrenaline.
Been, like, fighting to stay alive. Yeah.
Well, I was just also thinking, like, more things are dying rather than a quick thing, and then it, you know, like the cells.
We were trying to do this fun little.
Yeah.
What kind of animal encounter?
What are you,
and now we're
shot?
Like. Morgan.
Yay.
Animal encounter. What do you got?
I was about 4, maybe 5 years old, and I was at my grandparents' house with my brother and my parents. And a bat flew in. My mom took my brother, screamed out of the bedroom, and everybody left me in the bedroom with this bat.
They just abandoned
they
you?
All went downstairs. Yes, they just abandoned me.
That is terrible family right there.
That's so, they're so gross.
Do you have long hair?
At the time I did.
Oh my God. Oh. It's the worst. It's like.
Do they try to go in your
hair? They just get caught. Like, they're little. Like, I was at the drive-thru of a bank one time, and it was like, and it just hung on my mirror. Mm-hmm. They just clamp onto whatever, and if they get in your hair and they're panicked, you can't get it. I mean, you're picturing The Office.
Yes, I am.
But, like, they just get caught in your hair.
Ew.
They're just a part of your body. How'd you get it out, or did you eventually get out?
So they eventually came and got me. After they got the bat out of the house, they used a broom and kind of, like,
oh my God.
Kept batting it out of the window that it came in through.
Ow. They're so scary because it's like a rat with wings.
I don't like it.
Like a see-through rat with wings, because their skin is so thin. Like, you can, like, their little wings, oh my God, bats are terrifying. Thank you, Morgan. Sorry that happened to you. Jeremy.
Yay.
Animal encounter. would you do?
Okay, so took a few buddies. First of all, I'm a Colorado native, so not new to wildlife, but took a couple buddies on their first backpacking trip. And we run into moose quite a bit, but this time we ran into like a family, and there were three big bulls.
Bulls.
Bulls. So we sat and waited for a while, and everybody freaking out, and but waited for a while, and they wouldn't get off the trail because moose are like the especially bull moose during rutting season.
I thought you were talking about goose.
Worse than black bears or anything like that.
Yeah, they're pretty territorial. This is like, I am horny, and this is where I'm. It's rut. It's the rut. That's the what it means. They're like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They're ready.
They're ready.
And they'll take down anything that gets in their way.
They will.
What?
Yeah.
This, and this is their like area, and they're like, hey, you came to the wrong bar, sir.
Okay.
But the funny thing was, so they wouldn't move. So we added another probably half a mile on our trip, and got off the trail, went up and around, and then we get to the top and look over, and they followed us. They're just sitting there staring at us.
Hey,
so yeah. <What's up? laughs> I thought to myself, like, hey, you don't need me. You know, I'm into women, not
But they're like, I haven't seen any girl moose in a while. You're about as close to a girl moose as a guy can get out here. Cher?
Yay.
Animal encounter.
Yay.
What happened to you?
Wanted a horse since I was like 10 years old. Finally, I'm about 40 and I buy one. And the people brought him out. He was already saddled up and they let it. It was for my kids. They were about 10 or 12. And they led him around the little parking lot, and it was all good. So we bought the horse, and we cannot saddle that thing. He is mean as can be. He was just totaled the horse from hell. He bucked off every single one of my kids, and they wanted nothing to do with him. So I finally decided to sell him, and I thought I'll take one more ride around the pasture that we had before he left. And he reared up. We both fell into a barbed wire fence, and I went to the hospital and got about 72 stitches.
72? Oh, my gosh.
Why would you get back on the demon horse for one last? Let's just see if maybe he's changed his ways.
Oh, my gosh.
Just for old time's sake, man. But the person that bought him, they had an arena. They were real cowboys, the whole bit. And they thought after they got him, because I told them exactly what he was like, they thought he was an old bucking bronco, you know, like from the rodeo.
Oh, that would make sense.
Oh, my gosh.
You
got me ripped off.
Sold me a horse for my kids. Those people first sold me a horse for my kids.
Yeah, that's evil.
That is.
My aunt and uncle they had the exact same thing. They were like, we got a horse, come out. Mm. It was like, first thing, kicked me right in the face. It was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it was still little, so it didn't kill me. But like,
yeah.
Wow.
Horses from hell. Thank you.
Do you think it's because they like hear themselves getting sold and they're like, that's what you paid? I'm going to buck you off.
Yes, Tiak. They understand.
Well, I don't know.
They speak English.
I'm not a cowboy.
Clearly.
Cowboy.
Andrea.
Hello.
Yai. Animal encounters. What do you got?
Okay, cool. So this was at the Denver Zoo several years back, but we were over at the zebras. And they had a baby zebra at the time, and he was so cute. He was bucking around like a crazy, crazy bronco. And then he just started farting, like crazy farting, like just all over the place. And it was fun. It was awesome.
Farting is crazy.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't think I have to say anything, do I?
No.
Did you do it?
Yes.
Did everybody do it?
I can't lie to you, boss. I forgot.
Did you do it?
I did it, but I didn't know if you were going the pullback again. So I did do it. It was.
So maybe you did need to say something.
This is why we don't win awards, people. This right here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh. This past weekend was weekend one of Coachella. Headliners included Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber, and Carol G, I believe. Turns out Justin Bieber is the highest paid headliner ever. He will appear at both weekends, so this past weekend and next weekend.
It's a lot, right?
It is $10 million, and the previously highest paid person before him was Beyonce for $8 million.
Whoa. Ooh.
Beyonce has reportedly lost money after all that. She had so many dancers and musicians and other performers with her. I don't think Justin did. I didn't see his whole set.
Did you hear what
Good
he
evening?
Did? Oh, you're going straight for it?
I hate to say I told Good you evening. So, but I told you so. Justin Bieber's the worst Coachella headliner ever.
Oh,
I thought it looked cool.
Was him on a MacBook. People paid $4,000 last minute.
Not the whole performance. That was just
I thought it was the whole thing.
No, because then I saw him performing
Daisies. He did do a
show?
I
saw him. I read something that said he stopped down and did the MacBook thing. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was like intimate. I thought it was like,
if
this is how
did
you,
can,
you
more
never
than
get
that.
This at, if he comes to Ball Arena or whatever, like you're not going to get this. So I thought it was different and cool.
So let's just explain to anybody who happens to live under a rock. He gets out his MacBook, logs onto YouTube.
Yeah.
Watches videos of Justin Bieber, who he happens to also be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then sings with it.
And I thought he kind of commented on it, too. It's, I didn't see any of the clips, so maybe I just overreacted to the headline. Maybe it wasn't as cool as I thought. But I thought he was kind of giving, I remember this, and at this point in time, I thought it was emotional, because it's been 15, 20 years since those videos have come out.
I don't know.
This is wild, because we all have different perceptions. I thought that's all he did. I thought he came out and just did that, and I am with Aaron 100% if that's what... If I paid all this money, and then it's just him karaokeing over him as a child... If that's the whole thing.
He mostly did songs from his two newest albums, Swag and Swag 2.
So he did those as a full band? Okay.
I don't know. Not full band. He would just play backing tracks on his Mac. But he sang the full songs.
So
and
he's
then
making
snippets
$10 million?
Of Never Say Never, of Baby. And I don't know. If Sabrina Carpenter came out and did that, there would be people demanding refunds.
I know, but it's Justin Bieber. The expectations are low. He's so talented, and he's so elusive, and he's canceled tours. He's the drama, and he still delivered.
I don't think it's delivering. I don't think his Grammy performance. I think he's faking this intimate stuff, and I'm just not a fan.
Oof. Sabrina Carpenter's was real good, though.
So good.
What did
that
she
was
do?
A production, yeah. baby.
So she didn't do a MacBook. She did full
dancers and lights
Sets.
And a car, and she went up in the air and... got everyone wet.
Yeah.
And as Sabrina would. Sorry, I don't mean in a weird way. She literally...
There was
had a spray
fire
thing.
Like
a fountain.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. But Katy Perry, did you see what Katy Perry said about...
Mm-mm.
She tweeted in the middle or whatever, in the middle of Justin Bieber, thank God he has premium so we don't have to watch ads.
Oh, yeah.
It's because his performance... entertainers were
YouTube or whatever
bored with
during,
it.
Yeah.
They're like, but, you're just on YouTube.
Wasn't there any sort of, because he's tried to separate himself from being the child, the young guy.
Right.
And then I thought this was kind of the first time that he was
embracing
acknowledging and embracing where he came from and stuff to show. And I thought that was cool, but you're right.
I doubt very seriously anybody listening was there.
No.
But if you were, 303-222-5423, text us and say, it was amazing, or it was as stupid as we sort of suspected.
You also
it is.
Could have watched it on the live stream. I would take
anyone
who watched the live stream.
Yeah, if you watched
stream.
It, it, obviously the whole thing wasn't that, but was that as touching as TX making it, or as awful as Aaron's making it, or somewhere in between?
I've just never been a believer. Sorry.
Also, wow. Kid Laroi came out and did Stay with him. So it wasn't all.
Because I know we got to move on to TX, but so many. Do you guys have a list of all the people? People brought out. I heard Teddy brought out David Lee Roth, and Teddy Swims brought out some heavy.
Who is that?
David Lee Roth is a singer, first singer from Van Halen, and they did Jump. Teddy Swims brought out some really almost nobody just did their set by themselves. You know, they brought out J-Lo came out with.
She did.
Yes, she came out with some whoever the DJ was, naming for the night, that song. She came out with somebody. Like, there were big, huge. So, I mean, Kid Laroi is sort of like, I'm sorry, the Kid Laroi. Probably not the biggest name that to
David
walk on stage.
David Guetta came out with J-Lo? Is that who
Yes. Okay. J-Lo came out with David Guetta.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like, she just came out for one song. All right, I'm done geeking.
Okay.
Did that count? Do I go? Do I
have to yes.
Go? Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening. If your parents have ever told you to stop playing video games, tell them, back off, parents. You're wrong. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, they're launching a new campaign to attract gamers.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Do not do this.
To apply
as
for
pilots?
To air traffic controller positions.
Oh, my God. That's even worse.
So there's a lot of... skills that overlap, and you're like, if you've played
skills
a lot
that
of,
overlap.
That's what they're saying. If you possess skills relevant to air traffic control, with a specific focus on video game players, and the ads highlight an average salary of $155,000 after 3 years of experience. Because if you play a lot of, I don't know, war games or like plane game, flying
the games where you crash planes,
yeah,
the games where you're first person shooter, we want them in charge of.
You're the one who plays that plane game.
I do play the
while on a plane.
So this maybe could be we, you. Yeah.
Do you okay? You've sat next to me on a plane
mm-hmm.
where I'm playing the plane game,
mm-hmm.
and I just keep looking you dead in the eyes as I crash the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me in charge of landing
of real planes? No.
That'd make a great Coachella set.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I think that I need my music.
Oh! Which is, I don't know. Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
I only have one thing that I do!
No, okay, can I just say this?
What?
You caught me off guard, because right when you said it, I was like, here we go. I don't know what it's going to be, but...
No!
This was your music? When you lit a candle?
Are you guys with me?
I know what it is now! I realize, but right when you said it, I was like, gonna play this?
Oh.
And I'm like, because you say you only have one thing of music, but you don't. You have two.
Oh, okay.
And that was that one, and did that help?
No.
Okay.
Does anyone feel like...
Oh, God.
9,000 people have moved into Denver overnight.
Okay, nope.
As
gotta
a girl
shut you
who
down.
Moved in
nope.
not that long ago. You guys!
You do not...
You guys, I had traffic on my way to work. I was getting to stoplights, 10 cars ahead of me. It doesn't take me 30 minutes to get to work. Oh, but there's 10 cars ahead of me, so I'm going to miss the light, and then I'm going to have to wait.
This is enraged Erica, for anybody who doesn't know. I'd like to introduce a new character on the show. Enraged Slacker.
Why?
You just got here, princess. You do not get to go, I can't believe all the people moving in. You don't get the, like, what are you?
I did say that people did move in. I'm wondering if it feels like it to anyone else. Does anyone else feel like, who's on the road? It's the middle of the day.
Yeah. Get a job.
Literally. Get a job.
Okay. All right.
I left my home with not plenty of time, but with enough, knowing I could be in my butt by the time we...
In your butt?
In my butt? Yeah. No.
You might be distracted.
Hold on a second. That's a little... Erica in her butt.
Yes. No.
Oh, no, I think it's more.
Yeah, that's more.
That probably is, but hands are here. There's okay. No in my butt. Yeah.
What do you want to be done about it?
I'm just annoyed because shouldn't you be at work where I'm trying to go? It's not school pickup time. Like when I'm coming in here, it's not quite school pickup time. Are you saying I feel entitled?
You do feel entitled to clear roads, it sounds like.
Moderately. Like, I'll take three cars ahead of me in a stoplight.
Because of the times we go, like, typical rush hours have always been like, what, 7 in the morning? Is that what time it starts? 7 yeah. and 9? Like, you've got to be to work by 9. And then like 4 to 6-ish.
Sure.
So like us doing a show from 3 to 7, like, what? Yeah, nobody's
getting here early, like not at school pickup time.
No,
so.
Nothing. No. Yeah.
And then. Yeah. And then.
Yeah. Oh, and then.
I'm getting off whatever that freeway is.
She was in her butt at the time.
Is that the 25? I literally don't know.
You didn't.
There's all these new people
no,
here.
No, no, no. You can't say, oh my God. She didn't even know what she did.
I did the?
You did. Yeah. You can't complain.
Is that 25?
It is 25.
Okay. Well,
what's right there? The 25? No, Princess California.
But I'm looking at it. So it is a the.
That's 25. Thing.
Okay. It's
or 25. You can say, ready?
I.
Yes, 25. I got off I-25. Okay. Not the.
I got off a freeway. Okay, and I...
Highway.
Why do you even take I-25?
I get on it for, Aaron, about oh my God, 30 yes. seconds.
Take Happy Canyon.
I could. But I'm taking a left. Oh, great. Oh, the light isn't red. So I get through the next light. The light turns green right as I pull up.
Oh.
Oh, waiting. The other way?
No.
Oh, nobody went.
Waiting.
Oh,
no. Waiting. I laid on my horn so hard. At that point, I was late. And I knew it. Yeah. And then that car pulled into our parking lot.
Oh.
So I don't know who it was. I did not see them get out. I ran for my life. And I'm mad!
But you have to be able to bite as loud as your bark or as hard as your bark. I don't know.
Oh, no, I ran for my life to get in here because I was so late.
Oh.
You guys are into some weird stuff.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Enough of our selfish attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to tackle someone else's problem. It's OPP.
Oh.
You can find all the old OPPs on the Odyssey app.
Yes, that's AUDACY. And I'm not going to lie to you. We do need to look into that. Someone messaged us that they couldn't go back that far. We're going to work on it, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
They can't go back to the beginning of time?
No.
My daughter said she was streaming the show yesterday and it kept dropping out.
Hmm. Today we have Megan, and she's trying to get her best friend back, I guess.
Get her best friend back.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Megan?
Hey, yai.
Yai. What's going on? How can we help?
Okay. So the basic of the story is I had a very short-lived affair. I'm married. I messed up, and I got caught, and my husband, you know, has graced me with, you know, working it out, and obviously it was just a huge mistake, and I'm just so thankful, and we're staying together, but that's not the
that
issue.
Part's awesome.
Wow, that was just a whole bunch of backstory. Okay.
Well, okay. The thing I'm calling is because my problem is that my bestie is shunning me, and she's supposed to, you know, she's my ride or die, right? She is there no matter what. I have been there for everything for her, right? And she's like,
so loaded, I mean, everything.
Yeah, that was
I'm
a
like, well, I mean, I didn't cheat on her, so I don't understand why she's trying to, why she's treating me like I'm some pariah.
So I mean, she's on some sort of moral high horse when it comes to this thing.
Well, that's a better way of putting it. I mean, I guess she'd be happier if my husband didn't forgive me. I don't know. I'm like, I'm just so upset.
Is she close with your husband? I mean, she's your best friend, so probably a little, like friends?
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
Okay. But she's your ride or die, so.
Yeah, did you inform her while the affair was happening, though?
I mean, honestly, it was just a couple of times and kind of, but I wasn't proud of it, so I wasn't really like advertising, but
right.
I have helped her through so many like moral dilemmas, like than, you know, like bigger than this. Like I have given her clean urine. I have.
I'm sorry. Like, you've given her clean urine?
That is something I've never asked a friend for. Can I have some of your clean urine? What are we talking about?
Okay.
Well, she was up for this job, and, you know, she was like, I have no
idea. Say less.
I'm
going to
like,
maybe we don't.
We're good. We don't need to know
what are we doing here?
We don't need to get your friend fired in the process.
What are we? Okay.
But do you think because you have been there for her, she maybe got offended that you didn't share your intimate stuff with her? Does that make sense?
It does, but it's like, hey, girl, just wanted to call, let you know I'm cheating on my husband. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Like, does anyone disclose that?
Yeah.
Need another bag?
I would imagine more that maybe she's like questioning how good of a person you are. But also, I guess I'm questioning how good of a person she is. I don't really know.
Do you want to say more?
She is not perfect. She is not perfect. And I almost lost my husband. And it's like, I can't imagine losing her, but I don't know what to like say to her because, yeah, she's just shunning me.
So he has forgiven you and you guys are getting through this, but she she will not forgive you for whatever reason. But you did. Okay. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I know this is evil of me to ask, but is there like, it seemed like you were still going to keep talking. What else has she done that you've I'm saying you've helped her with worse. So the urine, is there anything else? Has she had affairs? Has she cheated? Were you her alibi in other things or what's her?
I was going to say, it's more like, she was not exactly sick. When her boss called me and was like, hey, I just want to, you know, check up on.
Okay, so you've lied for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, I just want to check up on your sister. And I'm like, yeah, she can't talk. She's sleeping. She's got a fever. And she's like in Cabo.
I think that there's like some of these are kind of funny, like the things you've done for her. But for me, cheating is very serious. Mm-hmm. And I would be super disappointed in one of my friends if I found out that they were cheating on their partner.
Faking a drug test is pretty serious.
It is pretty serious. Yeah,
I'm throwing that out there, especially if it's like government
never
job.
Had
or,
to do one like, of those. So well, I'm
I
like,
mean, they could be testing for weed, which is not serious. Whatever. I digress.
If you get the job based on a clean UA,
it's not great.
What say that again?
I prefer that over cheating for sure.
Yeah, I think
I mean, she's like we. Did a lot of stuff in high school and stuff. I don't want to list all the bad things she's done.
No,
I just want to want some advice. What should I say to her and what should I do? And I'm disappointed that I cheated. It was like, at the time it was like, oh, this is a great idea. Oh my God. I'm so stupid.
It's usually a great idea for a brief moment.
Megan, do you think she views you as the good friend? Mm. And like now her
world she's always talking me into crazy stuff for sure.
And now it's like kind of shattered. It's like, oh, I looked up, like you covered for me, but I never thought I'd have to.
So she's genuinely like, just disappointed?
Yeah, like heroes maybe too strong of a word, but like I looked up, maybe she looked up to you and now she's like
that's the goal. Like be like Megan.
I don't know. Are friends like that? You know, is there
I don't think any of my friends are heroes, and I don't think they think I'm a hero.
They don't have clean urine either.
Yeah.
I think that I have friends who would be highly disappointed if they found out I cheated on my husband. Like,
but would they shun you?
I don't know. I think that it would be challenging because that's something that's a huge no for me. And I would hold that standard for them as well.
I agree, but wouldn't you like go... I know it's not the same as like doing heroin or whatever, but like I would say, I don't think you're ever going to do heroin, but if you like suddenly start, you had a back injury and you started on pain pills and then you like got yourself there. It's like, we never pictured Erica to be there. And we can either be the friends who go like, screw Erica, look at her. She's a heroin. Or we can go, certain circumstances led her to a place we should be supportive of her. Mm-hmm. And like certain circumstances, whatever led you to cheating.
Yeah.
Like,
but
no, I don't think anybody's condoning what Megan did, but to shun
it. Yeah, I'm not condoning. Like, I should have just talked to my husband and been like, look, this is not working. We need a wake-up call. I'm really you know, what is going on with you, blah, 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 you know, and I took the easy way out. I did, you know, and I was kind of like, I'm going to go have my fun instead of talking to my husband because it's so much easier because I'm
is
an idiot.
Is it so wrong but that her friend's disappointed?
Like, you can, is you can it be disappointed, so bad? But you don't
she's
shun.
Like, yeah, she's shunning me. She's just like, you suck, period. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
That's
like,
see, what? That's,
are you
12?
Exactly. That sucks. But Megan, for you, do you want someone in your life that's going to do that? Do you want that to be your support?
No, but I don't understand why I have done, I have never been like, I've been like, I don't want to give you my clean urine, but I've never been like, how dare you? You're more bankrupt.
All right,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's just a, I've never been like, she's asked me to do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think we're going to get some advice that either gets her back,
right,
or gets you over her. Like, it could be people call and go, maybe this isn't your ride or die. It mm-hmm. might not be.
I just think
hang on, don't move.
She might not feel like she can trust Megan anymore. Because it's like,
it just,
you break like this big trust in your life, and then it's like, well, then what about me? Or
it kind of reminds me of like the Sopranos and stuff, like something with the mafia, how it's like they are lying and cheating and breaking all sorts of rules, but then there is this code.
But you don't lie and cheat to me.
Yeah, there's a code amongst them, yes. And they're like strangely honorable.
It's honor among thieves is what it's called. And like, her friend must have thought, you're just not that person.
Yeah.
And now, but again, Megan didn't do anything to her friend.
But she did do something wrong.
So is her friend. She's true. Done things wrong.
Well, then maybe
why
she should
she
be
need clean urine. I need more. Like, what was that for?
I don't know.
All right. So Megan has lost her bestie over an affair, and she needs your help either getting her back or getting over. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 1059.
We're trying to help Megan out. This is very strange because one of the most salacious details in today's OPP is that Megan had an affair, but it's not about the affair and her getting back with her husband because he forgave her.
He right. sure did.
Her best friend will not forgive her.
Right.
Which is, it's just strange. Like, if your husband, you screwed him over, literally.
Right.
And you guys are working through it. Your bestie, your ride or die should be your ride or die.
Yeah, someone was texting in, like, have they even talked about it? Like, and I guess we didn't get to that point with her because we got really stuck on urine.
Hate it when that happens.
That sounds crazy. But,
every time.
But Megan basically just said that, like, in their life, she's covered things up for her. She's lied for her when she was sick. She's given her clean urine, which is so she's like, I thought we could tell each other the bad things.
Right.
And
which is what a friend is supposed to be.
But I told her my bad thing and she's like, I don't buy.
It's a really bad thing.
Steven?
Yai?
What do you think?
Hey, so as someone who has once cheated before,
okay,
I think May is making this all about her. She was the one who cheated. She needs to deal with the fallout for it. And whether her friend disapproves or is disappointed in her, she is entitled to have that feeling. And she's and then it's up to Megan to either repair whatever that relationship was or to let it go. But for her to be upset with her friend is, I'm sorry if I'm being harsh or cruel, but you cheated.
Right.
You
I
made
think
the
she's
decision.
Just, what's weird is it, how many times I'm going to have to say the word upset here. I think she's upset that her friend is upset. She's like, wait, why are you upset? I didn't do anything to you. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, but we all have values.
Yeah. We don't all.
You know, it's like, and if that's her value and she upholds the fact of honesty and integrity in her friend.
Yeah. But don't you find it ironic that the very same friend's like, can I get some clean urine? Like, honesty and integrity seem to not go hand in hand with.
I'm with you on that.
Happen to have a bag of urine on you?
Or honestly, like having a convo with her about how you feel.
All right. Thank you, Steven. Kim.
Yai.
What do you think?
unfortunately, she needs to let that dusty go on her own way.
And just do nothing about it?
No, I do think that she should call her and just say, okay, this is, we need to meet and we need to talk. And if the bestie's like, no, I'm done, you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Clearly she wasn't the ride or die that you thought she was.
But how do you deal with that? How do you deal with your ride or die? Like, if anybody's got to give you closure, you don't get closure from a ride or die. You really, like, friendships fade, but like, really?
No.
Oh, no. No.
That seems crazy to me.
No.
That's
my besties, they are ride and die. Like, I did the same thing as your caller did. I had an affair, and me and my bestie, we almost went fist to cuffs. But we're still best friends today.
Wow. Mm. That's a real ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have to give her a clean
She was so angry at me, how I could do that and what I put my family through. But she also stood by me and helped me through it.
I think that, I mean, I think that's what Megan honestly thought her friend would be like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I think she actually said it. She's like, I'm not proud of what I did.
For
she wasn't
sure.
proud of her affair. She's admitted she should have talked to her husband first. La, 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 la. But like, hey, man, you're my friend.
Right.
Right. You're supposed to help me work through it or be there on the other side. And especially I'm acknowledging what I did was wrong and I'm trying to deal with it.
And the guy who I actually wronged is forgiving.
He forgave me. Yeah.
So how can you not forgive me when he did? And exactly. Like, what a lot of texters and callers are saying is like the value thing. But like, you can't be on my moral high horse if you're a subscriber to Erica's Fine Urines, which she is clearly starting a company because she's so obsessed with it. She's like, what do you need? What do you need? You need male urine? What kind of urine you need? I got, pick one over here. I got some high in vitamin. You want bovine?
Pregnant urine.
Oh, pregnant urine.
I told you.
You might want it.
But then you could like scam someone.
Yes, you could be like, oh, look, I'm here. I'll pee. Oh, look, I'm pregnant.
Or the
And what are you getting for that?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's not your part.
303-222-5423. If you're in the market for some Prego urine, or you want to be her mule. Kenny? I think Kenny checked out.
Yeah.
Kenny, are you there? Yeah, it was the...
Well, Kenny had an interesting question. He thought maybe like her husband had suspected something, gone to the friend before...
Oh, maybe that's why she's so mad.
Yeah. So maybe she's like, I didn't cover for it. Like, I didn't know what was going on. You kept me in the dark, which I don't know.
There was another text that says something fishy is happening here.
Is this funny to you because fish swim in water and water is urine?
No. It just wasn't a complete thought.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm not going to let this go to our heads, but for the first time, I think we can say this is an award-winning radio broadcast.
Woo. Yeah.
It's really not us. It's not the radio portion. We as a show, even though I have been doing this for decades, never worn a GD thing. Worn? One.
I was like, I
never worn. I'm going to start wearing pants. No, I've never won anything. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But
did
now,
you just say it again?
Did I say it again?
No,
I didn't. Did I say the second time? Never won anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm on a cocktail of medications.
Yeah. Say it one more time.
I've never worn pants.
Yeah, just so it really
in a preschool
in
ever.
Okay.
But there was the Colorado Broadcasters Award, and we won for now it's on purpose.
Yeah.
For best social media.
Best use of
social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I came up with the idea, Happy Hall Yai Days, it was a moment where I remember you all were reluctant at first.
Right. You definitely were the first one to be like, let's get matching PJs. Let's do a photo shoot. Let's send a card.
Let's
call it Happy Hall Yai. I think it was all you.
Listen, I came up with one part of it, I think.
No, do not start this again.
Which part do you think I didn't come up with? You did the Holly Eye Days. I will give that to you.
Do not.
What?
Start.
What?
About starting the trend of matching PJs.
Okay, well, first off, I did do that.
Mm-hmm. Innovator.
There were no.
It's been decades, Erica. He's been doing this a long time.
God.
But no, I think I was the one who said we should deliver some of them.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
It was the most collaborative thing we have ever done.
Yes.
Like, actually, genuinely.
I don't know that T-Hack did much.
No, I think you were the one who suggested we do photos.
That was my idea, to do a photo. I remember because we were at King Supers, I told you, I was like, we got to do a photo. Since you came up with the pajamas, we got to honor you. We have to keep the legacy alive.
Hold on.
And then that's where we split. She was upset that I said that.
Yeah.
Hasn't been the same since.
Right. So, long story longer, we won a CBA. The long version of the story is we ended up at a hotel, the Ritz-Carlton. None of us are cool enough to be there.
No. I was looking for the crackers. I was like, Ritz?
I touched Aaron's boobs.
Let's just get all the confessions out on the air then.
It felt like I needed to
get out. I think you did.
Hack totally saw me hide behind a bar and try to pull up my bra.
Your bra? You were trying to pull it up?
The strapless, it was falling.
Oh, if she would have been wearing one, that's what she would have pulled up.
Is there anything else you want to get out on the table? I don't think you touched her boobs. I think you were just very close.
I think I thumbs.
I felt under
boobs. She was lifting.
I was doing the work the strapless bra wasn't, okay?
Whereas my arms were just on top of T-Hack's arms.
Yeah,
I know. There's a height difference.
But think about our... I was on a step above her.
I know, that was stupid. Yeah. We did not think that through.
I'm already a foot taller than her.
We didn't think that through. Okay.
Yeah. I think I was exposed as maybe being a bad man, a bad person that night. Because when we left, so it was late at night, it's downtown, it's dark, and then Aaron and I left together because we were parked kind of close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
still different garages, but in the same direction.
Because you two were the sober people who drove.
Yeah.
Right.
Erica and I Ubered our ways in.
So we had to get felt up.
Yes.
We didn't get to do any of it.
I just want to say, before you tell your bad manness, I know 100% I was a bad man, and I figured it out right away when you got there.
Oh,
what?
I'm just going to say, you guys are going to be mad at me, right? But I just have to get this out. Aaron, Erica, you guys looked amazing that night.
Oh, you never told us.
I walked we had a pre-cocktail at the speakeasy Run for the Roses or whatever.
Hey, by the way, hard to get into, guys. I pulled on like five wrong doors.
Your level of stupidity, an arrow pointing to a do not enter door just meant go to the hallway next to it, idiot.
I thought it was part
idiot.
Of that.
Just go down the hall.
Part of the, you know, fun.
She was grabbing everything you're not supposed to grab. That's
true.
Very true. But I get there and only Aaron was there. She looked great, but I'm not going to walk in and go, whoa, damn, girl.
That's my coworker.
Right. I didn't say anything.
Right.
Then you got there and it was like, then I couldn't say anything to you because I hadn't said anything to Aaron.
Right, that was
so then I'm just
up.
Like, and then Hack walks in and is like, you both look stunning this evening. Look how charming you are. I'm like, ah.
No, I was still in the hallway pulling knobs by the time he got there.
Easy. Oh my God. By the way, when Erica drinks, she pulls, tugs, rubs, lifts.
Okay.
Anyway, back to your bad man.
Well, Aaron and I left together because we were going to walk to the, and I was like, I'll walk with you, obviously. That's like the polite thing to do. But then my parking ramp was closer than hers. And so I said, would you want to come up with me? I can give you a ride to your.
That's very chivalrous.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm good. But then in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, this is. Now you're walking me to my ramp because you just then continued on.
Yes.
You got me to my car.
We were just going in the same direction.
But you
that's
got me
all.
To my car safely, and I was just like, all right, see ya.
Yeah,
you were on
dude.
Your own. I didn't like that
I
at
only
all.
Had like one extra block. It was not a big
would
deal.
Would it have killed you to walk that one extra block, Hack? Man, you're a piece of crap.
I would have had to walk back alone. I was scared.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's a mystery afoot.
Oh, I'm ready.
I don't know if you're going to like this one. Very bad. How long ago did you press that?
Like an hour. Did you see me? I'm like, what is happening? The radio station will not. I'm like, please play, please play. Sorry.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yes.
There's a mystery afoot.
Thank you.
Music in my ears. I, don't get weird, went to get in the shower today. Fully nude. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not going to go there. So I turn on the water as I always do. Pull
did
the
you
back.
Turn it on fast or did you turn it on
stop
slow?
It.
Real quick, pulled the little thing, and I think I then walked.
Pulled what little thing? What are you doing?
You know when you have a tub and a shower, and you gotta yank the little tub thing up.
None of mine work in my house. Like my kids' room, it's like a old man with prostate troubles. It's like, it's like a.
It falls down. It doesn't
kind of, it, or it just keeps.
Like there's a lot of water still coming out of the tub.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we're experiencing a similar. Mystery issue. So I think I turned the shower on and then went to grab my face wash from like the other part of the bathroom. And then I came back, I get in the shower and I'm like, what? There's almost no water coming out of our shower head.
Yes.
What?
And I'm curious if this is happening in other homes due to, ready?
Oh.
A drought.
Drought works. The drought is later. The drought is not right now. I mean, we're kind of in
it's
a drought
not?
Because like a lot of people are like,
what do but you mean the drought is later? Okay, the drought is all around us.
No, but the drought.
Sorry, that just reminded me of
Christmas is all around us.
And you know how Dane sings that song. Yeah.
Is it something with his boys, with his berries?
Yeah.
I feel it in my fingers.
I feel it in my
right.
Okay. I don't think.
Come on, guys. Let's get back to you naked in the shower. Let's grow up a little bit.
With no water coming down.
I don't think. I think there might be something else going on there. It's not the drought. It's not the prostate problem that your sink has or your faucet has.
It would
has.
Be called a bathtub. Yeah. Yeah, I can pull it up and it stays up. This is going horribly.
I think it's going great. We've got a whole new audience of 13-year-old boys. Aaron just sighed and looked around the room like, because somebody looked this up. I don't think we're in the drought yet. I think we know the drought is coming because we don't have enough.
There were already restrictions to prepare for it.
Correct, but we're preparing for it, but we're not in it. They didn't slow the water down at Princess's house.
Right, they can't control the water pressure in my home.
They can't.
Can they? Okay, Dane's very convinced that. Oh my gosh, I haven't even told Dane about this horrific shower.
Do you guys have
horrific?
Like little powwows where it's like, how was your shower? I don't know. Let me get out my notes
usually
here.
It's just with. No, I'm kidding. Here's I'm kidding. No, he was working and the water pressure, it's like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Everything was great. And then slowly it's just kind of like,
The old man with the prostate issues.
Right. So it's a different kind of prostate issue.
No, it's the same kind. It's just, it's getting worse and worse.
Different spot.
Ah.
Yeah. So then I popped the thing down and pulled it back up. And for 10 seconds, water pressure is great. Okay.
So there could be some sort of. Is
don't
the water
tell
pressure?
Me it's, I don't want to deal with a big problem.
Ooh, like a clog, maybe?
How would there be a clog between.
I know.
The pee pee in the mouth, I guess. Oh. I'm just trying to anatomically, you know, like right here, down low, and then up high is your shower.
Yeah.
Like whatever, is your water pressure like on your sink? You're like, shh.
Sink seems fine. No prostate problem there.
So it's a problem in that bathroom then. I don't like the city and county of Denver is not like deregulate the shower head, but not the rest. I don't know why they talk like that.
I just don't know what's going on.
We can figure it out. Someone will know. Someone will know if there's like some sort of.
I got to turn on the guest shower and see if.
Yes, go around and check different areas. I have a little thing you can screw on your hose.
Okay. Go on.
And it helps with the prostate issue?
No, it just tells you, and you turn your hose on full blast, and it tells you what the water pressure is in your house.
Like a backyard hose?
Yeah, well, because it's connected to your house. That's all still your house, and you just go...
That's literally news to me.
And it's like...
I didn't know that either, yeah.
Remember I was telling you my pipes were going... Quack, 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 quack.
How could we ever forget?
Well, I figured out that all your houses do that.
What?
And they drill the pipe. They have like brackets that hold your pipes to the ceiling and walls or whatever. And then like my buddy Juan, Coffee Juan, was just like, hold on. He goes, and all my brackets are broken.
Oh.
So it just rattled enough. So he just re-bracketed them. And now it's probably going, but it's like being held down. It's like, it's trying to have a little seizure. Why is everything? But it can't have its little thing. So it's...
Okay. Hey man.
Yeah.
Let's just like go to the next thing.
No. Like if you're a plumber, maybe you can tell us what the. But I'll bring you the thing.
What's going on with my shower? Yeah.
So were you able to shower?
Hardly. My hair was already clean, so it's okay.
So you've just got.
So I washed my body like. Mm-hmm.
So it's like just people spitting on you, but not like real pressure.
Maybe like peeing. Wait, sorry.
I'm
not.
We have been desperate to pull this out of the mud this entire time.
Yeah. Let's just end it.
Okay. If you know what could be happening with Erica's
pee-pee shower.
Yes.
Good old golden shower, baby. Next.
Oh my God. Please stop. Hey, you guys, I'm making a very conscious effort here to stop this.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
If you can help with the shower, 303-222-5423. Do you understand why I'm making a conscious like switch? Because I know a house you could get with absolutely zero problems.
Zero issues.
With the
yes.
Oh, this is the worst segue we've ever made.
Great water pressure.
I bet if one shower's, you know, something got going on with it, there's another shower.
But this is the Mighty Millions house, and this is up in the mountains. It's up in Winter Park.
Ooh, that water's so fresh.
It's so fresh. It's like serious. No drought up there. It snowed up there. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Scientifically, I cannot confirm that.
It is a $3 million grand prize show home. It's fully furnished, professionally decorated, professionally landscaped. And then they give you, $3 million. I'm going to have to take a mortgage out for all the taxes. Au contraire, mon ami. They give you $951,100 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes.
And by the way, three beds, 3.5 baths.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Plenty of showers.
And
to rotate
an elevator?
Through.
It has an elevator.
Whoa.
Oh,
an elevator.
Dude, I like, normally we go visit the house. I've made it up to Granby or whatever to check it out. An elevator in a house, I just have to see it.
Yeah. I've never seen that, I don't think.
So the reason you want to buy your tickets now, I mean, the deadline's coming up, the deadline for the Mighty Millions raffle. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, there's a deadline this Friday that if you buy, so the way this works, you buy more, you win more. So you could wait till the end and just win the house. Yay.
Or you could, like, buy each before each deadline? Is that what we're talking about?
If you bought at the earliest deadline, you'd be in for all the prizes. Oh. Right now, if you buy in, you're in for the VIP prize deadline.
Yeah, it's a Mercedes-Benz CLE 300 convertible plus an Iceland vacation.
Where do they land? Nobody help her.
No. Where do they land? We've done this once before.
Where do they land?
They land in Reykjavik.
Oh!
I did it! So they fly you to Reykjavik, and then you stay in like another hotel that is so cool I can't pronounce it.
What does it say?
Skalakot? No, you guys, but it's going to be really cool. And you get to go to the retreat at the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, and there's like helicopter tours. It's like, okay, but if you're like, I don't really need a new car and an Iceland vacation, then they just give you $100,000 in cash instead.
Pretty
you
know good.
What I mean? You can choose that whole package or $100,000. But if you choose the car and the vacation, they give you $37,900 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. That's what all the big prizes with Mighty Millions Raffle. Here's the thing. We haven't talked about the main thing. Mighty Millions Raffle benefits Children's Hospital Colorado.
Yeah.
I think that's the best part.
It is. So
I don't know. I'm looking at the elevator.
4,600 total prizes to be won. Children's Hospital Colorado. House with water pressure and all the showers.
Yeah.
What more could you possibly want?
Literally nothing.
But you got to buy your tickets by this Friday to be in that VIP prize deadline. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We very rarely do this on the show.
Oh.
But I have to.
Something funny. Something content driven. Something compelling.
No. I have to issue a retraction.
Oh.
A full-blown retraction. And I want to be clear, this is not like, it's not an apology and it's not
we got something wrong. This is forget it. This never was on the air. First off,
don't speak for all of us. I don't retract.
Okay. Well, it was something that I said.
And you're reminding people of it as you want them to move on from it?
Because I have to retract it. I have to. We were talking a lot about the village, the villagers.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been kind of an ongoing theme.
This has been a theme.
And I floated a theory that I've been working on about, I said, especially in the neighborhood that I live in, a lot of people these days, they live in apartments or all the houses are real close together.
Paired homes, quad homes. You feel so on top of each other that maybe that's why we're not connected because we're too connected.
Yeah, like we're not reaching out because it's like, they might want some privacy.
Yes, right. I can see directly in my neighbor's house. Right. They can see in mine, so we just don't. And we don't really acknowledge each other because we just kind of give ourselves that fake sense of privacy. So I floated this theory on the air.
I don't want you to retract that theory.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good theory.
Oh, okay.
I thought everything else you said on the matter was
wrong. Let's get a look at the traffic. Here's
my wife heard that segment, and she heard the theory. And when I got home, she said, "What are you talking about? I talk to the neighbors all the time."
She does?
Wait,
so it's you. You're the problem.
I guess. And they think I'm the jerk. I thought we were giving each other this fake sense of like, hey, you know,
but she
I'll
does
give
it.
You the privacy. You give me the privacy. Nope. It's just me being a weirdo.
I don't think you're being a weirdo.
Wait, I did live in a townhome before we moved here.
Yeah.
And our front, we had little tiny front yards and they all faced each other. And we would talk to the neighbors.
No.
If they were out with their dog and we were out with our puppy and.
No.
But that's a little different because we're both out and doing a shared experience. Like my backyard, if my neighbor's sun tanning in the backyard and I come out, I don't go, "Howdy neighbor, how you?" It's like you're doing your thing and I'm in my backyard. We can see each other, but I don't. That
and
feels like crossing a line.
100% stand behind that hack.
Okay.
For real, like you do not. There's nothing. This is literally why I own the house that I own. You know this, right?
Because no one can see in.
Because
no, everyone can see.
I bought a house with a courtyard. I searched for homes with that one feature so I could go outside without being seen by the neighbors. Because if I went out to mow my yard, it'd be like, "Howdy, neighbor. You got any Dave Matthews tickets?" That's how long ago it was. But it was just like, "No, man, I'm mowing my grass, dude. Can I have a minute? I'm not slacker. Michael is mowing his grass."
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I thought about like mowing shirtless to really try to throw it. Doesn't stop. Like no matter what you do, it doesn't stop them from going, "Hey."
So you're the problem.
I'm not the problem. I'm doing something.
No, but like you don't want the neighborly.
No one wants when they're doing something. Hack is right. If that woman or man, but I'm assuming is suntanning, like
that was a little
zone.
Weird because you're like nearly naked. And you're in the backyard that's different than the front yard.
I agree.
So that's why I said on his that I agree 100%. If I'm in my backyard mowing, can I just mow?
Yeah, but my wife, I agree with the front and the. If you're out front and neighbors walk by, absolutely, I talk to them. Like I'm not antisocial or weird.
What are you doing in the front? If I'm shoveling snow and they're like, "Hey," I'm like, "Hey, man.
Okay.
I got a limited amount of time to knock this out.
I'm with you a little on the snow.
Leave me, if I'm doing something, don't. Talk to me."
But can't you multitask?
Yeah.
No, you don't like, no, so anyway.
No, this might be the problem with men. I think women are better multitaskers, so they can do anything while chit-chatting.
Leave it to Princess to turn it into this.
It
has nothing to do with that. I'm doing this. You don't know what I have going on today. I have 15 minutes to do my driveway.
Okay.
Hold on, I noticed the other day you've changed out the light bulbs in your... Shut up, dude. First, why are you noticing that? Like, ugh.
But I agree front to back, but my wife goes in the backyard.
Yeah, front to back is the right way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not back to front.
Okay.
But she'll go out back. She'll be gardening or whatever, and she will talk to the neighbors in the backyard. But other women. Women to woman. I feel like it's a little less... I feel like I can't do it. Maybe that's wrong.
You're not wrong.
We have when you go out to our backyard, you're kind of coming out high and you go down steps so you can see over the fence really well. Our neighbor is a man who we share the backyard kind of close, and he always talks to Dane, but not to me.
Good.
And he's
doing
nice.
It correctly.
Sometimes I initiate and we chit chat. So I actually think you're in the right.
Okay.
As do
no, I.
No,
I still
but
think
like,
that
you. But you made it all
no,
about
you,
men are dumb and no, can't multitask.
You, well, that part's true.
I'm currently, watch this. Am I doing a radio show right now? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yeah.
I also hate you.
Oh my God.
Multitasking.
Okay.
But guys, who's going to explain it to my wife?
Dude, you are. Tell her you're right.
No.
To stand
she,
up for yourself
no,
for one time.
She's doing nothing wrong either.
No, but he's doing nothing wrong.
Let's just issue the retraction. I think it's easier
so
for all.
Say it. Then what's your retraction? You were wrong?
I was wrong.
But you're not you wrong. Should, I'm saying you're right. And if my name's
no,
on the show.
No, but why no. can't both people be right?
I don't know. Ask Princess. Because men do something.
They just can't multitask well.
Are you hating Eric the same amount
three
as I am?
Three people are right.
I don't know what I want to do.
Oh, Aaron said who's three right? people are right.
Three.
Who's the third?
T-Hack, T-Hack, Erica.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Go ahead. Fine. I don't care. What? I'm not a bad person. Okay.
Wait, we don't think you're a bad person. I think maybe we found the key to helping you. Just generally.
Sobriety? What?
Oh, I wasn't even going to suggest that.
There's a story on how Bezos and his gal pal, are they married now?
Yes, his wife.
Oh, that's right. They
that
did
was
that.
The one in Italy, right?
Yeah.
The like $1 million.
They like closed the city down
yeah.
for them.
And everybody came.
Yeah.
Who didn't
yeah.
come?
Somebody... Oh, because it was weird that Sydney Sweeney went.
Sorry.
Hack just had a sneeze yeah. attack without and making a sound. That
tell.
Is so impressive.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell what was happening over there, and I thought you were crying.
Because he can't. He was like, oh my God, the Bezos. Whereas I just thought he was dabbing.
Right.
Either way, not a lot of concern.
Well, what did you want us to do? We're trying to keep live radio happening, but I'm like, is he okay?
I'm trying not to sneeze loud.
Oh,
I think
man.
My...
How do you do that? I would never be
it
able to do
it. It seems like it hurts.
A little. Yeah.
Just let it out. No one will care. We're human.
I can sneeze pretty quiet.
No, and it's irritating. I hate it that you do that.
Okay.
Like just the other day you did it. You finally let one out and I was so proud of you.
I know,
but
like, if I need to sneeze quietly, I can do it even quieter than you're used to. No.
Nobody's here. Just let her marinate in it.
Lord Sanchez Bezos.
Here's the thing. There's a story out about how the Bezoses start their day. Mm-hmm. And we were talking off air. Like, I think we could all aspire to be, like, maybe you don't want to be a billionaire.
Okay? I don't want to be a billionaire, but like multi-million would be cool.
Okay. But like, I just don't think I can do what they do. Like they wake up. They wake up and like start with, they do a gratitude session.
Yeah, they each list 10 things they're grateful for and cannot repeat anything from the day before.
I couldn't.
Sounds like 2 days is cool though.
Yeah, I like that little caveat. You can't just list the
yeah,
same things
yeah.
every day.
My kids.
Yeah.
I would have to list Swanson every day though.
But you can't if it's on the.
Maybe I'll break the rules. Okay, then. Today I'm grateful for Swanson's kisses. I'm sorry. Not doing well.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's paid. She's
yeah.
compensated for doing what she's doing right now.
Yeah.
I just, this is, and what I said off air is, I would struggle. I do struggle. Like being, being grateful. I know I should, but just like.
You struggle with being in the moment.
Is that what it is? If someone could point it out to me, if you could get me exactly
what it is.
Because
you're always like focused on the future.
For sure. Oh my God. Okay. Don't stop.
Well, and so it's hard for you to stop and be like, look at what I've accomplished. Look at what I have. Look at what I'm proud of.
Is that what other people do? For real?
That's
every
showing
night.
Gratitude.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Every single night. We've talked about this. Every night, Dana and I say, what was the best part of your day? And then I feel
how
like
many
that
things
has
you have to say?
Just one. Just okay. your best part. And I feel like that has inspired, like, I feel like every day I'm thinking of that more often. And I'm like,
gosh, this weekend was so fun, or I'm so glad I could
reconnected
with that friend.
You're rewiring your brain to see the positives before the negatives. Whereas you and I see the negatives first.
I don't know that I see the probably.
Yeah.
But I also, I'm so focused on what I don't have yet.
Yeah, why?
Negative, what you don't have.
I know, but like, I can get it.
What could you do to get there?
That's all I'm thinking about.
Great, so...
But what about what you have now currently?
Yeah, but then you're collecting things or accomplishments or whatever, and then you're just on to the next.
Yes.
You're never marinating in...
That's the problem.
Achievement. Like you,
but that feels so arrogant to marinate in achievement. Like, that's what I don't...
It's not.
I don't do that, and I know this is probably wrong. This is not what we're going to talk about.
No.
But like, it feels weird to go like...
It's not like, that. It's like, I'm like, my gosh, I'm so grateful that this thing is working out. I'm so thankful that my kids are doing well. I love my house. I'm excited about my sauna, whatever. But it's not like I have my sauna. Now I need something else.
But that is exactly, like, I'm excited about my sauna, which is future.
Not, yeah, it's not
the
even
second
put in
it's
yet.
Built.
I don't even know.
I'll be
go
like,
in it.
Where the hell is the cold plunge? I need a cold plunge.
Yeah.
And then when I get there, like, when is it going to stop?
It doesn't. I learned this recently. So, I spent a lot of time. Remember all that anxiety I was having because life was good?
Yeah.
And I've had to work very hard to be like, it can just be good. And it doesn't mean there's something else I have to go get. It just can be how it is right now. And also, I'm probably going to try to go get the next thing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you've got a friend who's like, you got to come over and see what I made, just don't.
But I'm so curious.
No matter what it is.
My rule of thumb.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I made something really cool. Nope.
Okay.
You know.
I've got a story. I never like to talk badly about women, but dumb.
Yes, you all are.
No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Do you want some time?
I got it.
Hey, way to prove the women are smart point.
My story's out of Oregon.
Yeah. I know Oregon, real hard to read, but you sounded it out.
Yep. A driver was driving around Oregon when they ran out of gas.
Oh, no.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, and this woman was like, you know what? No worries, I'm going to call the police. So the police show up.
Call
they
the
check
police?
Out. Well, I think she was on like an interstate. So she's like, I'm in danger. I'm calling the police.
Smart.
So police show up. They're just, you know, inspecting the vehicle. And then they go, well, hold on. This vehicle has been stolen. And you are the suspect.
What?
So instead of a ride,
you're in a stolen car.
And you call the police. You
ditch
see what I'm
the
saying?
Car.
And go for a jog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of a ride to the gas station, she got a courtesy ride to jail. She's now facing felony charges related to the theft.
That jerk could have filled it up before I stole it. Cheapo.
Yeah.
Okay. That's incredible. My story...
Hey, come on.
He's out of Pennsylvania.
How you doing?
So I got a man.
You seen the Liberty Bell?
I was trying to do horse trotting sounds.
Oh, I can do that for you. Hold on.
Wait, why did I try to do that? There we go.
Okay, a man was hurt when he went over to his friend's house. His friend said, hey, come over. I want to show you something I've been building for entertainment. When he got to the house... His friend showed him what he had been building for entertainment. It was a bomb.
What?
He's like, I've been building this pipe bomb to just show people because I think bombs are cool. And as he was showing it off.
No. Did they die?
Yeah. No. God, no.
Oh my God.
I was saying yeah before she asked the question. Everyone died. No. There were kids there and stuff. He was trying to disarm it in a shed. It sent shrapnel into his face and eye. His wife and two children were inside the house. Troopers.
Sorry, whose wife and two children?
The man who made the bomb? No, yeah, the man who made the bomb. So the friend was like, he's fine.
Okay.
But so you're mad that he made a bomb.
Yep.
And blew it up.
Yep.
On the other hand, as a friend, you did it right, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a failure.
Correct.
Kinda.
He did say, come over, we'll have a blast.
He was not dumb.
See what I did there with the blast?
I did.
Yeah, so if you come over,
thought it was going to be like a bad zip line or something.
No, it's a, it was a bomb. Okay.
So who's the stupid one?
I don't. Us.
Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.